Our next guest has taken a journey from her native Myanmar to New York and finally to Oshkosh.
Along the way, she learned how to read and write in English with the help of a literacy council in New York. Now she's paying it forward by leading a similar organization here in Wisconsin.
Chu Mei Ping is the new executive director of the Winnebago Area Literacy Council. She's an anthropologist and was recently an honorary associate fellow at the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at UW-Madison. Chu, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to your studio. Yes.
Chu, you came to the U.S. from Myanmar about a decade ago, and at the time, you spoke very little English. What was that time like for you?
Yes, I came to the U.S. about now 12 years ago, and I came because I win the diversity visa lottery, which also sometimes referred to as green card lottery. So, you know, I was just not expecting to move to the U.S., but my mom picked New York City for the place for me to move because, you know, it's diverse culture and for various reasons for the new immigrants, right? So I was at the time 19 and I arrived there and I just started working in restaurant jobs. So I would say it was kind of a, how do you say, you know, I've seen only New York cities in the movies and things like that. After arriving there and, of course, you know, working in the blue collar jobs, exactly, it's kind of shattered the kind of quote unquote, so to speak, the American dream, right? What it's like to actually be part of the immigrant labor force in this bustling and busy city. So, yeah, that was kind of a lot to take in. But after a year or so, I was able to go back to community college and, you know, finish my education and, of course, finish my grad school. And yeah, so it's been quite a journey, yes.
What a journey to a PhD. You found help, though, early on with English skills at a literacy center in New York. What did the center offer you?
So I remember I would go there and just, you know, start taking English classes and I make some friends there and all of them are also from all over the place. So actually, it really helped me kind of also to go back to be able to go back to school, right? To even to think about filling out applications and applications to CUNY, right? City University of New York. Mm-hmm. So I would say it was really essential for me to be able to kind of take classes like that. And I would say that's also why I was able to, you know, complete my education after all of that. So yes.
We're going to fast forward all the way to the present. How will these life experiences early on in a new country influence your leadership of the Winnebago Area Literacy Council?
I am very excited. So I've been here at the Literacy Council here in Oshkosh for just 1 month. But for the past 1 year, I have been on the board of directors and I also volunteer as a tutor, a one-on-one tutor for one of the learners here, because I always have my eye on that target, so to speak, to be able to volunteer my time to people like myself, right? Mm-hmm. Like people who are here just kind of new and just trying my best to donate my time to be able to help those people who are in the same boat as me.
Can you put a face on some of their stories? Where do people in these classes in Oshkosh come from? Can you share a little bit about their backgrounds?
Yes. We now primarily serve a lot of immigrant and refugee communities here. So, for example, our classes are filled with people from, you know, Congo, Syria, people from my own country, Burma, most of them Rohingya, right? And also people from Iran, Iraq. So a lot of our learners' demographics comes from places where there has been a political conflict, right? Mm. And those communities who have been resettled in Oshkosh, and many of them will not even have a literacy skill in their mother languages. So for example, just a few weeks ago, we accepted one learner, right, a family, and they are Rohingya, and they came through Malaysia. And so the father is in one of our classes and the mother and the kids are in our women and children classes. And the mother and the kids, they do not even read their own Rohingya language, right? And the father speaks Burmese, so I can kind of speak to him in Burmese a little bit, but he also doesn't read or write Burmese or Rohingya. So imagine having to learn a new language like English, even when you don't even read or write your own language, right? So these are some of our like learner story. And of course, it varies. We also have learners who are, you know, exchange research scholars at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. You know, people from one of our learners, for example, is from China, and he's an established and published chemist, right?
Wow.
But he,
yeah,
English is his second language, so he's also taking some of our classes here. So it's really a wide range, I would say. Yes.
We're talking with the Winnebago Area Literacy Council's new executive director, Chu Mei Paing, about her experience learning English as an immigrant over 10 years ago and what she brings to the council in Oshkosh. Chu, I'm thinking about the ongoing civil war in your home country. What has it been like for you as an immigrant to have this conflict happening in your country? Are you able to be okay and stay in touch with your family there?
Yes, that is also another big struggle for myself, I guess. Yes, so my whole family is still back in Myanmar, mm-hmm. and I'm the only one in the US. So I'm also trying my best, right? I think one of the ways in which I find joy in the work that I do here at Winnebago Area Literacy Council is every day my work involves helping out an immigrant, a community member or a refugee community members. And sometimes I come across to people from Burma. So that also kind of reminds me always every day when I work with them that I am contributing something to my own community, even though it's all across the world, right? Mm. For example, a lot of our older refugee women would remind me of my own mom. If my mom were to come here, she would be in these classes sitting and trying to learn English, right? So it's a, I don't know how to explain this feeling,
yeah,
of these people are not my family, but in a way they remind me of my family.
Yeah.
And that is also why I'm doing this job, right? So in a way I feel quite fulfilled, even when my family is still far away. And I know that we are still in the midst of the war right now, and a lot of people are still being killed and a lot of people are still being displaced. So, but this is the actionable action that I could take here.
I wonder, when you look back at winning the green card lottery at age 19, that you would picture yourself where you are now, holding a cultural and linguistic anthropology PhD, being a leader of a literacy council. Could you envision that?
No. Short answer would be no. I would have never thought that I would be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I would be the executive director at the Winnebago Area Literacy Council. But I was also raised a Buddhist, so I believe in karma, and there is a concept in Buddhism called, in Burmese, we say tandaya, or in Pali is sansara, which is a cycle of life. So I do believe that I'm in this position because somehow my life has completed a portion of the cycle. Mm. So that's also why I'm here, and it's kind of things are falling back into place, and there is a purpose.
When you landed the job, you talked about paying it forward. And I wonder, how would you like to make your mark as executive director of this literacy council?
Yes. I do believe in paying it forward even before I joined the literacy council as the executive director. I just want these learners to also feel and think that they could recognize something in me. If I could recognize my family in them, I hope they could recognize something in me when they look at me and who I am and what position I'm taking. So I think in a way that is also paying it forward, that it's a constant reminder that if I have been able to be here, they could also be successful in this new country amidst mm-hmm. all these things that they have lived through. You know, the world is their oyster now, so to speak. Yes.
The world is their oyster. And sounds like you want to give them a very positive outlook. Do you find that there are job opportunities for the learners who go through the Literacy Council and gain those English skills?
Yeah, so actually one of the programs that we also offer is a vocational literacy service, working with this local community funder called United Way. So United Way specifically fund that particular program at the Literacy Council to help us, you know, find jobs for these learners. So we have been having very success with that program. So 80% of our learners in that programs are able to find jobs and then stay on those jobs, right?
80%.
Yes.
Yeah. Chu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Kate.
Chu Mei Paing is Executive Director of the Winnebago Area Literacy Council. She talked with us about her story as an immigrant from Myanmar and how she's now helping other newcomers learn English and build a life in Oshkosh.